Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. I am your presenter, Whitney Milliner. In other headlines, former Attorney General Bernard Wilshire says there is no doubt that the questionable newly elected DLP government is faced with a serious crisis of moral authority. Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown announces Harvard University President Dr. Lawrence Bacow has responded to his call for a cooperation between Harvard and UWE Five Islands campus in Antigua. And a Swedish schoolgirl Greta Thunberg, who inspired a global movement to fight climate change, has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2019. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group. The details of these and more stories coming up.
It's the ultimate BOGO! Only at Courts! So get ready, get set, and go, go, go! This Tuesday, December 10th to the 12th, buy one item, we'll pay your VAT. Buy two items, get up to 50% off. Buy three items, and get up to 60% off. Don't wait, get moving. Head down to Courts for the ultimate BOGO! Grab your friends, bring your family, shop at Courts, and enjoy the ultimate BOGO! December 10th to the 12th, only at Courts. Don't miss it! Conditions apply. See in-store for details.
Tis the season for giving with Fast Cash Red Hot Loan Sale. On Friday the 13th of December, borrow up to $15,000 with up to 24 months to repay. Enjoy reduced interest rates, same-day approval, and the best payment terms. Call or visit your nearest branch or simply apply online at fastcashcaribbean.com. Smarter, faster, better, Fast Cash. Conditions apply.
Mother Nature or human nature? Are you fully protected from the unexpected? At Maxwell Insurance Agency, Agents Fronagico, we want to make sure you have the right coverage, like the structure of your home or business and its contents from natural disasters, automobile damages, theft and injury to its passengers, or simply your own personal coverage. Come speak to a Maxwell Insurance rep today to help you determine how much and what coverage is right for you. Call us on 440-6900 for a free insurance review so you can check it off your list and off your mind. Located at 36 Kings Lane, Roseau. We are Maxwell Insurance Agency.
Welcome back. First up, social activist and agronomist Arthurin Martin says this regime is an illegal gangster organization. Martin was speaking on the weekly governance and the economy program, where he explained some of the inner workings of this corrupt government, including monies that don't belong to them. He says any organization that facilitates illegalities is automatically a criminal organization, and that is exactly what the DLP government is about.
Needs that belong. If you have a political organization facilitating illegality, then that political organization itself is illegally engaged in activities, hence it's criminally engaged. It's a gangster organization, really. Especially, it gets worse in this case because they're using monies that don't belong to them. Monies that belong to all of the rest of us. So they've misappropriated money in order to engage further in additional illegal, improper activity to affect the outcome of the general election, which determines the group of persons who will govern the country, which is why you didn't ask me, but I'm going to tell you, in my view, we do not have a legal government in place.
Martin says what is in place is a group that has stolen and violated an electoral process, and in his personal view, this marks this government as illegal and not valid.
We have in place a group that has ravaged, and stolen and violated an otherwise clean and legal process for properly selecting government. In my humble view, my personal view, they do not deserve to be in those positions that they have now, that they still occupy, that they've occupied. They are not the government. So Dominica is in a peculiar state. We have an illegal government, which means we don't have a government, which means the only person who still remains constitutionally capable and authorized to govern is the president.
Social activist and agronomist Arthur Martin. Also, a former DLP press secretary, Sean Douglas, is of the view that the Petro-Caribe agreement between Dominica and Venezuela lacks transparency under the Skerrit-led DLP administration, pointing out the fact that the opposition MPs in parliament have asked Prime Minister repeatedly to reveal to the nation the debt owed to Venezuela under this agreement. And Mr. Skerrit responded by saying there is no debt owed to the Spanish-speaking country. However, after that engagement, on the 21st of November 2019, during a high-level meeting of world leaders, the Foreign Affairs Minister of Venezuela stood up and publicly announced that his government has decided to forgive Dominica of the $100 million debt from the Petro-Caribe Agreement. Douglas says this announcement left Dominicans around the world in shock, as unexpectedly, the Venezuelan minister exposed the Prime Minister Skerrit as a fraudulent.
We haven't spoken about Petro-Caribe, which we signed on to in 2005 with Venezuela. That Petro-Caribe, there's a racket going on there. I mean, we were forgiven $100 million of debt from Petro-Caribe. The government still has not explained to us exactly where does that leave our debt stock. How much do we owe Venezuela? I know we owe them billions because we've been with this arrangement since 2005, in 2019, but the government has been less than transparent. We know, of course, of this email or this memo that spoke about this racket at the commission, the Labor Department. The government shoved that under the carpet. And I can tell you, Dominican, there's a lot about Mr. Skerrit's misdemeanors, misdeeds, illegalities that we don't know about. They've been hidden. And the only way we'll uncover the full extent of the crookedness, the dishonesty, the lies and the greed and the corruption is to put in Team Dominica, United Workers Party, and give our country a chance to grow again.
Former DLP Press Secretary Shauna Douglas. Also on the national scene, Managing Director of the Caribbean Agency for Political Advancement, Alex Bruno, plans to conduct a post-election poll to measure voter support for the Dominica Labour Party, DLP, and the United Workers Party in the absence of overseas voters. Bruno believes overseas voters made a difference in terms of the results of the 2019 general election, which, according to preliminary results, was decided 18-3 in favor of the DLP. Prior to the 2019 general elections, Bruno conducted a poll predicting a win for the United Workers Party, UWP, in the 2019 general elections held on Friday, 6 December 2019. He said, "My understanding is that voters were not necessarily brought in to vote in the areas that they were from. People were contracted to vote in specific areas." He continued saying, "You didn't have to be from Maho to vote in Maho. Large numbers of electors allocated to different areas, and those numbers voted in these areas." He told media the DLP used immense financial resources from undisclosed sources to implement a strategy of importing people to vote in strategic areas. Bruno remarked that if they needed 500 in Maho, they brought 500 there. It is a big organization which the DLP has been running for the past 15 years, and it is very tough to beat. He used the example of his brother-in-law who lives overseas and whose name was used to vote in two different constituencies to support his contention that some people voted twice. Bruno is convinced that the DLP could have won 21 seats if they wanted to, making it clear that he supports the view that this 2019 general election was stolen. Meantime, UWP leader and Marigot MP Lennox Linton blames the current leadership of Dominica Labour Party for the increased anxiety amongst Dominicans during the general election in the country. Linton claims the Dominica Labour Party has engaged in multiple acts of corruption under the leadership of Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit.
A voting day has always been one of the most peaceful days on the calendar of Dominica. You know, people just get up in their bed, they go about their business, and do what they have to do and return to their homes. It is the Labour Party over the years that have sought to inject an element of anxiety into this by paying people at the polling stations and impersonating people and deciding that they're going to vote for people regardless of what the law says. All the irregularities that they indulge in are what creates anxiety around the polling station.
UWP leader and Marigot MP Lennox Linton. Also a panelist of the Global View on Q program, economist Dr. Thompson Fountain, describes the extent of the crimes committed against the Dominican people as staggering. Fountain says an almost cavalier approach to the situation can be seen from the international community and certain Dominicans.
And yet we see an almost cavalier approach by the international community. We see even within Dominica, individuals who you would expect better from support and condone this kind of behavior. You have candidates who were once teachers, for example, and who tell their kids that they should not cheat, lie, or steal, are very happy to cheat, lie, and steal to be candidates and to claim some kind of legitimacy.
Fountain believes the country is at a moral crossroad and expressed the common sentiment that the election was stolen by the DLP government.
I weep to think of what is going to happen to us and where we are as a people. It is inconceivable that after 20 years of government that you can convince me that a government will increase its majority in parliament. This simply does not happen under normal circumstances. So the evidence is there. That this election was stolen. And the big question to me, even as I make my opening remarks, is what are we going to do about it? Should the Dominican public allow that to stand? Should we just go to bed at night and say, well, it's okay, it's over, it's done with, and give Skerrit a free rein? I think not.
Dr. Fountain insists that Dominicans must resist the questionable win by the Dominican Labour Party, DLP, and demand new elections with a clean voters list and proper identification of legitimate voters. He called for the resignation of Mr. Skerrit and his newly named cabinet, and he also called for Dominicans to engage in a peaceful protest until they get these results.
Against the conduct of... Under no circumstances should the results of this election stand. And I hope the Dominican public will take it upon themselves, understanding that the world is not going to ride into freedom. You know, any hope we had that the international community would come to our rescue is gone. I think we need now to take matters into our own hands and do what we must. And what we must is to protest peacefully against the conduct of this election. But we have to protest in numbers. We have to protest in our thousands. It cannot be just a handful of individuals on the street with a megaphone. It has to be thousands and thousands of Dominicans, the over 17 or close to 17,000 people who voted for the United Workers Party and who are still in Dominica, who reside in Dominica. They need to step up. They need to step out and declare that this election is null and void, that this is a vile affront, this is a vile attack against the democratic rights, and do everything that they can within the power to reverse that decision.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fountain. Also, former Attorney General Bernard Wilshire says there is no doubt that the questionable newly elected DLP government is faced with a serious crisis of moral authority. Wilshire questioned how Mr. Skerrit will attempt to establish moral authority for half of a population which is opposed to the government.
It's hard to define that, but it is the quality that makes people accept decisions, leadership, rulership by government, by a group of people. And I don't know how Mr. Skerrit is going to establish this moral authority for almost half the population of Dominica who voted against his government. And for all those persons who didn't vote because they didn't really want to support his government. I don't know how Mr. Skerrit is going to establish this moral authority and unite the people of Dominica for what really is going to be a very difficult period. very difficult time. Able to unite the people, to combine their energies, to provide sound leadership, to steer a ship of state to safer waters than where we are at the moment, where our young people have no future, they have no career prospects, there is no employment in the island, there is no...
Wilshire says what was once a producing environment where individuals produced their items for their basic needs is almost non-existent.
She happened, Dominica. So where is the moral... We now almost exist by living off what we purchase from other places. And that is what actually happened, Dominica. So where is the moral authority, the leadership going to come from with a government that people suspect and know have actually refused to allow, to enable the people of Dominica, to give the people of Dominica what is obviously a fair and reasonable system of choosing a government that they would have confidence in, that they would say, yes, if you win, you win. If you lose, but you win fair and square. You lose fair and square because the rules we both accept. But what is...
Wilshire added that Mr. Skerritt frustrated the change desired by the Dominican people by bringing in individuals, many of whom should not have been on the voters' list.
But what is the point after almost half your population has said, look, we have been screaming, we don't accept those rules. Those rules are not fair. They will only lead to cheating. You will only bring more and more people. What you will do, and in fact we said before the elections, what you will do, because you have all this money that comes from the only industry that you have actually allowed over the years of selling your passports, selling your body, in other words, that is what the country has actually been reduced to. And that is more of that you're offering us. And the people of Dominica needed a change. And you frustrated that change by being clever, I suppose. Clever in terms of, you know, you bring all these people in who should, in fact, many of them should not have been on the register in the first place.
Attorney Bernard Wiltshire. Also making news, CCCU Dublin FC are the champions of the Dominica Football Association 2019's Nations Cup. They defeated LA Enterprises Bombers FC 1-0 in the final on a Sunday at the Windsor Park Stadium. Chad Bertrand getting the only goal of the match from the penalty spot after a Dublin FC player was brought down inside the box. However, besides the penalty, the game was pretty much quiet in the first half. The LA Enterprises Bombers FC turning on the heat in the second, creating a number of chances, but on another day though, they would have scored. Keegan Honore showing up big for Dublin FC between the sticks, making a number of important saves to keep his team's hope alive of winning the encounter. At the end, Honore was judged the player of the match. He received $500 from the Dominica Football Association. The winning team, CCCU Dublin FC, received the grand prize of $10,000 for winning the Nations Cup. And last on the national scene, the Forestry, Wildlife and Parks Division will seek to raise awareness of mountains under the theme Mountains Matter for Youth, as Dominica joins the rest of the world in observing International Mountain Day today. Assistant Forest Officer Norma Anthony says, due to climate change and other factors, the division has taken the initiative to educate and inform persons on the importance of mountains. The division has organized a hike to the Boiling Lake and will be accompanied by students of the Dominica State College and members of the public in an effort to raise awareness in an exciting and connective setting.
By two items.
Due to climate change, over exploitation, mountains are under threat. To raise awareness about this, every year, International Mountain Day is celebrated on the 11th of December. The theme of International Mountain Day 2019 is Mountains Matter for the Youth. It is necessary to educate children and people that mountains provide fresh water, clean energy, food and recreation. Also, mountains offer 60 to 80% of the world's fresh water. Water from mountains is used for generation of hydroelectricity. Mountains play a significant role in providing water and food supplies to millions of people all over the world. Mountains have a rich variety of flora and fauna. Mountains provide idyllic sites for tourists. This year, in order to celebrate World Mountain Day, the Forestry Division has organized a hike to the Boyden Lake. The groups that will be accompanying us on the hike are hiking groups all over Dominica, people from the general public, and also students from the Dominica State College.
Assistant Forest Officer Norma Anthony. In other news, Prime Minister Gaston Brown of Antigua and Barbuda has announced that the president of Harvard University, Dr. Lawrence Baku, has responded to his advocacy for a program of cooperation between Harvard University and the Five Islands campus of the University of the West Indies in Antigua. According to a press release from the Office of the Prime Minister, Brown said that Dr. Baku has indicated the willingness of Harvard to work out cooperation arrangements that would benefit the Five Islands campus. In acknowledgement of Harvard University's historical relationship with slavery, particularly confronting past injustices and their legacies. Preliminary discussions to establish a framework for cooperation will be held in January 2020 after the university's break for the Christmas season, the communique said. Prime Minister Brown welcomed President Basco's readiness to engage and stated that between now and the preliminary meeting in January, practical proposals for cooperation will be prepared. And Greta Thunberg, the Swedish schoolgirl who inspired a global movement to fight climate change, has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2019. The 16-year-old is the youngest person to be chosen by the magazine in a tradition that started in 1927. Shortly before the announcement, she told a UN climate change summit in Madrid that the next decade would define the planet's future. She urged world leaders to stop using creative PR to avoid real action. Announcing Time's decision on NBC, editor-in-chief Edward Felsenfall said she became the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet this year, coming from essentially nowhere to lead a worldwide movement. The magazine's cover carries a picture of Miss Thunberg with the headline, The Power of Youth. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Former Attorney General Bernard Wilshire says that no doubt that the questionable newly elected DLP government is faced with a serious moral crisis. A serious crisis for moral authority. Antigua and Barbuda Prime Minister Gaston Brown announces Harvard University President Dr. Lawrence Baku has responded to his call for cooperation between Harvard and UE Five Islands campus in Antigua, and Swedish schoolgirl Greta Thunberg, who inspired a global movement to fight climate change, has been named Time Magazine's Person of the Year for 2019. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz, Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group. I am Whitney Milina.
Q, top of the hour news, as it happens.